Blog Talk Radio.
Then you say, what do you mean? Well, y'all not able to back up with teaching. You just said that because Alicia said it. But if you're really a student of the Bible, then you show me that. Don't tell me it's right because Alicia said it's right. Show me it's right because you're able to prove it's right. Now, I'm tired of y'all making all them statements a day become before a night, and only defense you have is Alicia said it. Now, is that an adequate response? Sure. I don't mind telling you that at all. Because if you can't back it up, and you've been in this class 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and you can't show us a verse that clearly identifies to the world that the day starts before night, then maybe what they're saying is true. I certainly hope it's not. But you're going to have to do and show me something. Does anyone want to show us something?
They put the dark in the light. They broke your covenant the day and the night. You gave the sun and the moon and all the stars that shine. When you see them in the sky, the sign, Caesar's in the time. Another reason to divide Genesis 1 and 5. You said the evening and the morning were the first day. Not from evening up to morning or from evening up to evening. What the heathen teachers lead, I will first race. Let's read the verse, wait. Jeremiah 31 and 35. If those ordinances depart from the order that you made it, then also shall the seed of Jacob see forever from being the nation. Some say he dumb because he don't understand the Hebrew language or speak the tongue and follow ancient civilization. My lexicon is broken, but y'all define was spoken. So he put the words in my mouth like Aharon or Moses. That's because I know the sire. You can't make Yeoman liar or Echo Shet neither. We travel with a pillar and cloud. Day and by night, a pillar of fire. Add not to, least he was moving, you be found a liar. If the day begins the evening when it's quite dark, well, let me ask the question, when does the night start? Is it the same in scriptures you can't find? Daniel 7:25, they don't think to change time. The fourth beast chopped the earth to get in the battle. Now with day start, the 12 years for 24 hours, but let me scripture prove the day starts in the morning. Judges 19:25-26 of 1 Samuel 19:11, Numbers 11 verse 32, Exodus 16:23 said tomorrow is the Sabbath, bake what you will bake today. See what you will see, cause in the morning you won't see a thing. They asking what is the importance, let me reconvene. Don't think it's only blabbing, cause if you don't know when the day starts, then you won't know when to keep the holy Sabbath. We follow modern men who teach you about historians. Pope George, Khaled, the Gregorian. It gotta be a moral to the story. And this spiritual warrior got me swinging horns again. Cause we don't know the Father, they gon' have to bring more again. Job 17:12, check what the writers say. The light is short because the darkness, they change the night to day. Ain't here to go against on my mission to show the difference. The fervent, the holy scriptures, the curse of my low dimension. So when you're plotting while you sleep, creating bold inventions. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, they goal extension. Wipe out our whole existence. I'm putting holes in the old zone, so we overexposed to the solar remission. If you would only listen, you would have got the news. I'm well protected like an insect in a raccoon cool that never has to bloom. Israel is black, Israelis, well, I guess the July, the back of June. Destroyed our culture, molded sculpture, but history will never say it right. The first ones that gave us Christ turned to day to night. I wonder would it change their life instead of hating sight and praying that I stole away my mic.
And Elohim divided. Notice everything was talking first. And Elohim divided
the light from the darkness.
What's the first thing he defined? What's the first thing he gave a name to? What's the first thing he found that was good? Elohim saw the light that it was good. So Elohim divided.
Number 28, verse 4 and 5, sacrifices involved, which is the order that's commanded by law. Morning and evening, we're offering and giving to God. Not meaning to be offensive, just bringing another witness. Exodus 10:13, in case your brain needs refocus. The east wind came out there and night, next day you're falling locusts. Y'all played about darkness in Egypt while we had light and Goshen. Genesis 1:14, you use the reader for the law appointed. Greater like the rule by day, less of the rule by night. So if the the evening, is that the greatest of light? Nah, that means the day is coming to conclusion. That decree is given by y'all, and not jumping to conclusions. Psalm 136, 7 through 9, that explains plenty. But when you ask for a script that says that they saw it tonight, they don't find any. Further, can they explain what it means to decree that y'all said Ezekiel 46, 13 through 15? I mean, if a day starts tonight, exactly what will you see? A vessel, I can truly agree. I'm standing for my people. Y'all, it's right, seven is the equal. Just for those who spoke in English, so you flow in Hebrew. The law is given to Israel, and not a stranger. Send by words to y'all, I'm just a freak of nature. I suppose no scripture flows, an antidote to cure it for mental sickness. If it's broken, we need to fix it. Isaiah 60, 19, 20, reduce your theories of pennies. Obadiah, Azariah, spewing out y'all fire. The covenant was spoken, 33, the Jeremiah. Yeah. Iron is sharp as iron.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise by the Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Israel, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King, he's our Judge, he's our Lawgiver, and Yah is our only Savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah once again, giving us this opportunity to bring to you great, holy, and exalted words. Today we'll be talking about, and all week, we'll be talking about the covenants of Yahweh, so that our people can understand these various covenants. Earlier this week, we discussed the covenant of marriage. And there's a lot of other things we want to tell you about the covenant of marriage. But the main thing we wanted you to know about the covenant of marriage is what is the covenant of marriage? What are you agreeing to? What are you making oath to? What are you swearing to? And what is your obligation in marriage? Well, it's very simple. Your obligation is to be a husband. And there's responsibilities that come with being a husband. Your responsibility is being a wife. And there are responsibilities in becoming a wife. And a wife is not to assert herself over her husband and tell her husband what to do, how he's this and how he's that. That's not what a wife was made for. A wife was made to help her husband. And a husband was made to not beat down his wife, not put her down,
but to take care of her, provide for her, and give her the things that she needs to be able to help him. And they are to work as one unit. And who leads the oneness of that unit? He does. The husband. And how do he lead? According to the ways of Yahweh. In the fear of Yahweh. But today's covenant that we will speak about is something that a lot of our people don't even realize the significance of the errors of their way. They think this thing is just some small thing in the world. And let me show you what I'm speaking about. And I'm going to show you how unhappy Yahweh is. You're not unhappy at all. As a matter for you, it don't. As a matter of fact, to you, it don't even matter. But Yahweh, it greatly matters. And what we're going to be talking about is what is written in the book of Isaiah 24. Let us turn there. And you're going to see something that a lot of people read and read right through it, but they never ask themselves the question, what is this speaking about? I may add, right before we read this, I do have to read this in the book of Psalms 25. In the book of Psalms 25, then we go right to Isaiah 24. This is what it says. The 14th verse. The secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him. And he will show them his covenant. And you want to ask your various leaders and teachers, Morays, princes, Kohanes, what is these covenants? What do they mean? What are the everlasting covenants of Yahweh? And I can assure you they won't be able to. But yet, the secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him. That's how you know, one of the ways you know that you fear Yahweh. Now going back to Isaiah, that's why I'm able to teach about the covenant of marriage. Because I know what it is. Even though you'll have people will tell me what the covenant of marriage is, and they don't even know what it means. They don't even know what the covenant is and the responsibilities of the covenant. Because if they knew, they would do it. In the book of Isaiah 24, the very first verse, watch what it says. Behold, Yahweh makes the earth empty. And why? Why do Yahweh make the earth empty? We reading things, but we ain't even stopped to analyze what the scriptures are saying. And makes it waste. Why? And turns it upside down. Why? And scatters abroad the inhabitants thereof. And why? And it shall be. As with the people, so with the priest. As with the servant, so with his master, as with the maid, so with her mistress, so with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him. In other words, It don't matter who you are, what you are, what you're doing. Yahweh is going to make the earth empty. But why? The question is why? What have the people done so egregiously that Yahweh will make the earth waste, empty, upside down, and scatters abroad? Watch the answer that Yahweh gives. And it's going to be different attitude towards your attitude towards what we're speaking about tonight. Third verse. The land shall be utterly empty and utterly spoiled, for Yahweh has spoken this word. The earth mourns and fades away. The world languishes and fades away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. And there's a lot of haughty people in the earth. And why, Yahweh? The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof. Yes, the earth itself is defiled. But why is the earth defiled? And watch what it says. Because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, and broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore has the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. And what is this letting us know? The first thing we want to know, since Yahweh said he gave his statutes and judgments to Israel, he has not dealt with any other people. And as far as his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye Yahweh. So these very statutes and judgments that Israel received, Yahweh couldn't possibly be talking about that, because that was only given to Israel. That was not given to the whole entire earth. But what was given to the earth were the people and inhabitants of the earth became cursed. And the curse devoured the earth as a result of the confusion, the haughtiness, and the transgressing the laws, changing the orders, and breaking the everlasting covenant. What law did they break? What ordinance did they change? And what covenant was broken? This is what we're here to talk about today. And little do people know, we are a covenant people. Watch this in the book of Isaiah 49. In the book of Isaiah 49, and this is what it says. In the book of Isaiah 49, and I'm going to read the fifth and sixth verse. And now says Yahweh, that formed me from the womb to be a servant, to bring Jacob again to him, though Israel is not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yahweh, and my Elohim shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserve of Israel. That's a light thing. I will also give you for a light to the nations, to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation unto the end of the earth. And what do you think this light is? Let me show you. In a verse, you'll see. That says Yahweh. An acceptable term have I heard you. In a day of salvation have I helped you. And I will preserve you and give you for a covenant of the people. To do what, Yahweh? To establish the earth and to cause to inherit the desolate heritages. We are a covenant people. But we're not just a covenant people. Yahweh gave us the book of the covenant. Watch this in the book of Exodus, the 24th chapter. In the book of Exodus 24, and this is what it says. Second verse. And Moshe alone shall come near Yahweh, but they shall not come near, neither shall the people go up with him. And Moshe came and told the people all the words of Yahweh and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which Yahweh has said we will do. And Moshe wrote all the words of Yahweh, rose up early in the morning, built an altar unto the hill and 12 pillars, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he said, young men of the children of Israel, which offer burnt offerings, sacrifice peace offerings of oxen unto Yahweh. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins. Half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant, read it in the audience of the people, and they said, all that Yahweh has said we will do, and be obedient. Not only are we the covenant people, not only this is the book of the covenant, but it's also the blood of the covenant. Christ was no blood of no covenant. Yahweh never had a man killed and then sprinkled blood on him. This is foolishness. But watch what it says. A verse. And Moshe took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, behold, the blood of the covenant. And this was from the sacrifices that they made, which Yahweh's made with you concerning all these words. So we are the covenant people. But Yahweh is talking about the earth when he's talking about how they have broken the everlasting covenant, because he didn't just give covenants to Israel. There were covenants that was also to the earth. And I want you to see what this covenant is. And it's unfortunate when I show you this, that our people can care less about this covenant. And this covenant is forever. And you're going to see The breaking of this covenant has caused our people not only to transgress the laws, but also change the ordinances. And let me show you this. We're going to get like right to the nitty gritty in the book of Jeremiah. I want you to see this. No, I want to start in Job. Let me start Job. In the book of Job. I want you to see what this says. In the book of Job. The 17th chapter. You don't understand what this covenant is. It's not the first time in history that the wicked attempted to take over the earth. Watch what this is in Job 17. And I'm going to start reading at the 8th verse. It says, upright men shall be astonished at this. And what's an upright man? An upright man, the word upright comes from the Hebrew word yasher. A lot of people pronounce it as Jasher. And there was a book called the Book of Jasher. And it's called the Book of the Upright. And the only book that you can read, period, that would detail upright men is the Holy Scriptures. There is no other book that is written that would detail upright men. Just the whole scriptures. Exclusively. This so-called book of Jasher is an abomination to Yahweh, because it defiles the legacy of our foreparents, and particularly Abraham and Sarah. The same ones the upright, which is the Holy Scriptures, tell us to look to for righteousness. And we're going to bring you that fictitious, fake, phony book so you can see for yourself. But watch what it says. Upright men shall be astonished at this. And the innocent shall stir up himself against the hypocrite. Now you know what we're talking about. A bunch of hypocrites. And watch what it says. The righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that has clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Because the hypocrites gonna try to deceive them. But as for you all, do you return and come now? For I cannot find one wise man among you. My days are past. My purposes are broken off, even the thought of my heart. And let me see. Watch this. What the hypocrites do. They change the night into day. The light is short because of darkness. Now, what kind of mind, what kind of spirit, and what kind of person would change the night into day? where they will start calling the night even day. And then when they get night, they say it's another day. And they look in the night trying to determine a day. Call it a day, trying to determine a day, looking for a day. Well, Job called those type of people hypocrites, changing the night into day. The night don't mean day. Night means darkness. And little do people know, this is the everlasting covenant that Yahweh have a controversy with in earth. A great controversy, because he has changed the ordinance and it has transgressed his laws. And not just that, because Yahweh know what happens when you start changing day into night. Watch this in the book of Isaiah, the 5th chapter. And I want you to see in the scriptures why this is so, and the trick has been played on our people, and why the world is devoured, or the earth is devoured with a curse. And I may add that we have people going around talking about this day and night stuff that come from Christianity. Job wasn't no Christian when he said they changed night into day. Who in the world are we talking about? If you ask most of the Israelites today, when do a day start? They'll tell you when it get dark. And what is darkness? Night. And what are they doing, changing night into day? Watch what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 5th chapter. So I guess Job is a Christian because he said that. But he's no Christian at all. 20th verse. And watch this. Another warning. This is a warning. Isaiah 5 and 20. Whoa. What do that mean? Chill out. Stop. Correct yourself. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light. In other words, when it gets dark, oh, it's another day. Or when it gets dark, Happy New Year. Or when it gets dark, we're in another month. What kind of foolishness is this? Well, let me tell you, it's wickedness, because as a result of this, you're going to see the calamity of the earth and our people. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. In other words, everybody now has become totally backwards. And you can't even tell them. You can't even send them out. To the extent that the only thing that can happen at this point is Yahweh will have to make the crooked thing straight, as he said he would. But make no mistake about it. You have to pay for the broken covenant, the changed ordinances, the transgressed laws. Somebody got to pay. And this is what's going on. And it should not be any surprise at all that this thing is happening. Yahweh already told you this was going to happen. And then when it went down, and then we recognize it, and we begin to tell people, look, this is backwards. Let me show you. And they fought and fight. Not against me. Not against us. But against Yahweh. Watch what this says in the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter. And what are we talking about? The broken everlasting covenant. And I'm here to tell you, in the book of Isaiah 24, the very thing that has, the very curse that has devoured the earth is the covenant of day and night. Way more than various enemies have placed their hand on Israel, which is the covenant people. But no, the curse has devoured the earth because this is an everlasting covenant. Watch what it says in the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter. And I'm going to read the 25th verse. Watch what it says. And he shall speak great words against the Most High. We don't even have to define the he, because that's the wicked. The king of Babylon. And shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And watch what it says. And think to change times and laws. Why do you think today, in the middle of winter, they going around saying Happy New Year? Why do you think even our people, even Israelites, await until get night to proclaim another day? How are you proclaiming another day at night? Well, we do it at evening. That's when it starts getting dark at night. And then we have other Israelites wait till it get night to proclaim another month. And the only reason you have this is because Yahweh himself said they would think to change times and laws. Read it again. And he shall speak great words against the Most High. He shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws. And here it is. You know how the saints of the Most High worn out? Because the saints of the Most High steady fighting one another, vexing one another, scorning one another, hating on one another for some changed times and laws that your enemies did. And now Israel is worn out to the extent that they can't even have a civil discourse on the laws, on the times of Yahweh. Even though you got ministers that's going on there saying they will and they debate anybody and we'll talk to anybody and we do this when they won't. And they have it. They very selective. But they saying that. And at the end of the day, you're not worn out. By Yahweh, you're worn out from your inability to come together to discuss his words. Now watch what it says. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And watch what it says. And they shall be given into his hand until the time and times and the dividing of time. In other words, he's going to be successful. And our people know he is successful. Brothers and sisters, the times and laws are changed. Even what we know of as a day. Because when it get night, even in the middle of the night, they will say, it's a new day. Even Israel would say, when it get dark, it's another day. But yet, Yahweh called the day light. And many of our people would even go by signs in the night to determine their days, which is still in error. And I'm about to show you why. Watch what Yahweh said. How, now you see how they broke in the everlasting covenant. And what is the everlasting covenant? Day and night. In order for that to be broken, there's only three ways you can break that. Number one, you have to just make people believe that when it's night, it's really day. And then they believe you. It's another day. So in the middle of the night, you got somebody saying good night. A minute later, you got somebody saying, or seconds later, you got somebody saying good morning. What kind of madness is that? Or they'll say good morning in the middle of the night. Or they proclaim a new year when it get dark. But all years start with days. All months start with days. And all days start with the morning. Watch this. In the book of Jeremiah 31, and you're going to see why our enemies thought to even change these ordinances. And Yahweh said, these times and laws shall be given into their hand. And here it is. We fighting one another instead of fighting against the one that is made to change. In the book of Jeremiah 31, watch what it says, the 35th verse. Thus says Yahweh, was give the sun for a light by day. And little do people know that's the ordinance of the sun, the ordinance of the day. Because he gave the sun for a light by day. And the ordinances of the moon. And what are the ordinances of the moon? The various phases of the moon. Even though our people say, I can see the moon in a day. So? They seen the sun at night one time. But that didn't change that night to a day. And the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divides the sea when the waves thereof war. Yahweh of hosts is the same. Now you notice he gave the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night. Watch what it says, 36 verse. If those ordinances Depart from before me, says Yahweh. Then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. In other words, if our people, if anybody, if they begin to have the world believe, as they doing today, and Yahweh had a remnant that broke away from the world, to make them believe that these ordinances that he put in the night are for the day. And the ordinances he put for the day is somehow for the night. Or you done made these ordinances for the night somehow for the day. Yahweh said he will cast off Israel for all that they have done. And why? Because now you not only broken an everlasting covenant, but you also have changed the ordinances. There is not one ordinance in this book that will tell you that the moon is a light by day. That don't exist in the book of Yahweh. And that do not exist where it would tell you that the sun is a light by night. Because it is not. To say the moon is a light by day is a total contradiction of Yahweh's word. And did not Job say they done changed night into day? And they have. And what did they use to do this? The moon. And this is why many of our people are tricked today. Even though they can't find one place in the Holy Scriptures where Yahweh will have these ordinances be for anything else. Watch and see. Jeremiah 33. Let us see that. And see if I'm telling you the truth. In the book of Jeremiah 33, watch what it says. Nineteenth verse. And the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah saying, thus says Yahweh, if you can break my covenant of the day, didn't I tell you? The day is a covenant, and what is that covenant? What agreement? What was sworn? What oath was made with the day that the sun is a light by day? And it's to separate the day from the night. And my covenant of the night, and what is that? That the sun, that the moon and the stars is a light by night, and to separate the night from the day. And that there should not be day and night in their season. Then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son reigning on his throne. And with the Levites, the priests, my ministers. What's the 25th verse? Thus says Yahweh, if my covenant be not with the day and night, they are. And if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, and he did, but they changed the ordinances. They will have you to believe if the moon don't it's not the light by night. The moon determines your days. The moon determines your years. The moon determines your month. All you got to do is look at the moon, and it determines everything. Yahweh said. Yahweh said the moon is a light by day. The ordinances of the moon is a light by night. 26th verse. Then I will cast away the seed of Yaakov and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. Now, do you see why the curse is divine to earth? They have broken this everlasting covenant. They have changed the ordinance. And then you might ask yourself, well, how have they transgressed the law? Well, let me show you how they transgress the law of Yahweh. And watch this. In the book, Exodus, turn there. Exodus 31. And this is what it says in the 12th verse. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, speak you also to the children of Israel, saying, truly my Sabbath you shall keep. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh that do sanctify you. So here Yahweh gave us a sign. Gave a sign to the world. How Yahweh has separated us from everybody else. And what is this sign? And you're about to see it. The 14th verse. You shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you, even though we get many people telling you you don't even have to keep the Sabbath. But Yahweh say you do, and it's holy to you. Everyone that defiles it shall surely be put to death, for whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest. This is how you know we're talking about the Sabbath. Holy to Yahweh. And watch what it says. Whoever does any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. And here it is. Our people are under the erroneous opinion that the Sabbath day don't start in the morning, don't start when it's day, but rather they will rather have called the Sabbath night or the Sabbath night and day, because they will tell you, your enemies will tell you, that the Sabbath starts when it gets dark. And Yahweh has already defined the day. And he called it the Sabbath day. Therefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant, an everlasting covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth. Now watch what it says. And on the seventh day, he rested and was refreshed. But that day don't mean what Yahweh said it means. That day means what our enemies have said. Therefore, the everlasting covenant is now broken, because now they have caused our people to be confused, bamboozled, and tricked by the covenant of day as well as the covenant of night. And then further, they have went and changed the ordinances of the day and ordinances of the night. And all this has caused us to do is transgress Yahweh's law. And what law is that? The Sabbath day. That's the law. And why? Because that law is an everlasting covenant also. And not just an everlasting covenant, but it is a sign between us and Yahweh. And now the earth is devoured with a curse. You can't change the Sabbath day. Don't you realize, even before Yahweh gave his people the Sabbath day and let them know the various statutes and the judgments of the Sabbath, Yahweh had already set the Sabbath from the beginning of time. Just like Yahweh has separated the day from the night since the beginning of time, and our people have no respect and honor for it. Watch this. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, we're talking about the broken and lasting covenant and how the ordinances have been changed and how the law has transgressed. Watch what the Creator lets us know. Genesis, the first chapter, the very first verse. In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Yahweh is letting you know the state of condition of it was nothing. And watch what he says. And Elohim says, let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light that it was good. And you won't even read where Yahweh said the darkness was good. But he saw the light that it was good. And then he thought it was so good, Elohim divided the light from the darkness. He separated them. And then he named them. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And everybody that teach otherwise is calling Yahweh a lie. Yahweh called the light day. So why would I call darkness day? Why would I call night day? Why would I call people day? I won't call nothing day but what Yahweh called day. In the evening and the morning were the first day. And in Hebrew, and there was evening, or there was morning. Yom Echad. Not Yom Rishon, like many of our people try to tell people, or when they show them how to, when they get to the first day, they say Yom Rishon. Well, who'd you get that from? Yahweh didn't say Yom Rishon. Yahweh said Yom Echad. Why can't we just say what Yahweh said? Because they have broken the everlasting covenant, changed the ordinance, and transgressed the laws. And furthermore, just to give you additional help so you can understand how important this covenant is, look what Yahweh said in the 14th verse. And Elohim said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven. And the very first thing he said, what these lights is going to do, watch what he says, to separate, to divide the day from the night. And why? Because Yahweh didn't want to curse the earth. And he did. Because now the earth is devoured with a curse. And why? Because they've broken the everlasting covenant, changed the ordinance, and transgressed the law. And here it is. Yahweh said he separated the day from the night, even though the world has put it back together. Our people have put it back together. And watch what he says. And let them be for signs, for seasons, for days, and years. That's what he said they for. Nothing in here about it says days. It says years. Because you don't have years unless you have a day. And watch furthermore what it says. And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. One. And it was so. And made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light, which is the moon, to rule the night. And he made the stars also. And Elohim set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, to separate the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw all that he was doing was good. And our people see it as bad. They don't even want to talk about it. They don't even want to discuss it. And they want to put them together and make the day be the night, and the month the moon, and the darkness to be light. And I'm here to tell you, only the wicked want these things. And I'm going to show you that. Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs. I want you to see this. You're going to get Proverbs, and I want you to see a few things to help you understand the mind of a wicked man, according to the scriptures, not according to me. in the book of Proverbs, the second chapter. Watch this. Proverbs 2. The 10th verse. It says, when wisdom enters into your heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto your soul, discretion shall preserve you. Understanding shall keep you, to deliver you from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaks forward things, who leave the paths of uprightness. What is the path of uprightness? In other words, they lead the book of Yahweh. They lead the book of the upright, which is the true book of Jasher. They lead that to walk in ways of darkness. And Yahweh don't want you to walk in the ways of darkness, because that's the way in which the wicked walk. That's not how he wants you to walk. Let me show you the way Yahweh wants you to walk in the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter. Turn there. In the book of Proverbs 6. Verse. It says, a proud look, or 16 does Yahweh hate. Yea, 7 an abomination to Yahweh. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift in running to mischief, false witness that speak lies, and he that sows discord among brethren. My son, keep your father's commandment. Forsake not the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart, and tie them about your neck. When you go, it shall lead you. When you sleep, it shall keep you. When you wake, it shall talk with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. No wonder he called the light day. And the reproofs of instructions are the way of life. Because that's what we're speaking to you. Life. And Yahweh loved the light so much, he called it day. And since he called it day, and since he loved it so much, watch what Yahweh wanted you to know about today, about this light that many of our people have allowed themselves to be bamboozled into thinking otherwise, not really realizing they have broken the everlasting covenant. They have changed the ordinances and transgressed the law. It is in a book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. The 20th verse. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. See how precious the light is? And what light is he speaking about if he's not speaking about the light of day? And I know he's speaking about the light of day because he said the law is light. And the lamp is a commandment. We just read that. So I know he's speaking about the light of day. Why do you think he called it the Sabbath day? Furthermore, Yahweh loves light so much. Watch what he says in the book of Psalm 113. The very covenant that we're breaking is the covenant of the day. But what did Yahweh, where did that name come from? What is that the name of? That's the name of light. He called the light day. In the darkness, he called night. In the book of Psalms 113, this is what it says. In the very first verse, praise you, Yah. Praise, O you servants of Yah. Praise the name of Yah. Blessed be the name of Yah from this time forth and forevermore. And Yahweh is going to let you know when to praise him. Watch what it says. From the rising of the sun. And when is that? In the morning. To the going down of the same. And when is that? In the evening. Yahweh's name is to be praised. Well, why didn't he say anything about the night? Why didn't he say anything about the darkness? Why didn't he? Because Yahweh know when he want to be praised. Yahweh know when he want to bless you. And did he make a mistake? No. Watch what it says in Psalms 50. This is the covenant that has been broken. These are the ordinances that have been changed. And this is the law that have been transgressed. In the book of Psalm 50, in the very first verse, the mighty Elohim, even Yahweh, has spoken. And watch what it says. And called the earth. And what is the earth? The very thing that the inhabitants thereof defiled. And how did they defile it, Yahweh? Where now the cursed have devoured the earth. Where they transgressed the law. What law? They changed the ordinance. What ordinance? And broken the everlasting covenant. What covenant? The mighty Elohim, even Yahweh, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. That's what Yahweh said. Even though they'll tell you, no, the earth came from darkness because it was dark everywhere. Well, Yahweh said, he called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down of the sun. That's when he called it. People, that's thus says Yahweh. And furthermore, before we adjourn, little do people know why they curse today, whether you Israel or not. Look what the Creator lets us know in the book of Deuteronomy 27. This is the law. And this is the law that many of our people are under. And they refuse to do. in the book of Deuteronomy, the 27th chapter, the 26th verse, it says, cursed is he that confirms not all the words of this law to do them. And all the people shall say, amen. And this is what's going on today. Our people refuse to confirm the words of this law. This is a law that has been transgressed, that has been changed, and that has been broken. But I'm here to tell you one last scripture in the book of Genesis. I want you to see this. The eighth chapter. In closing, this is what you got to know. Genesis 8:22. This is what he wants the heathen to know. This is what he wants Israel to know. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. This is what Yahweh said. So regardless of what they try to do, these things is only given into their hand for a time and a time and a dividing of times. But judgment shall sit, and Yah will restore and magnify his law and make the crooked things straight. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Praise Yah, 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 praise Yah